The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. Desperate anarchist rebels sent Shevik a message. But Shevik, the brilliant scientist from the anarchist planet Anaris, had grown to like the rich life on Eurus. He brushed the underground aside. Then, after a party, too much wine, and a botched attempt at seduction, Shevik awoke to find soldiers at bayonet practice outside his window. The honeymoon is over.
Yes, what is it?
Dr. Attrell to see you, Colonel Andress.
Have him searched. Then send him in.
Yes, sir.
I'll send for the duty sergeant.
Is this really necessary?
There's a planetary emergency, sir, and this is the office of the state police.
I am a doctor of mathematics at the World University. Do they really think I might be a spy?
Where's the gentleman?
Over there.
Take off your clothes, please.
Here? In front of this woman?
She's a secretary. She don't see nothing. But if it'll make you feel better. You, over there. You stand in that corner and keep your nose to the wall.
Yes, sir.
Now, undress, please. Or do you need some help?
That won't be necessary.
Thank you. Now, pass me your clothes as you remove them, please. Good. Yeah. Nothing in these. Yeah. Good. Now, open your mouth. Fine. Now, turn around. Bend over.
Like hell I will.
I've got 5 men patrolling this floor. If I blow this little whistle, they'll all come charging in here. There, sit. Now, spread your cheeks. Thank you. You can straighten up and get dressed now.
I'll be speaking to your superior officers, my friend. One bad thing about war. Makes the lower classes forget their place in the scheme of things.
Can I come out of the corner now?
Oh, sure, friend. Gar, I wish I'd have stuck a bayonet up him when I had him bent over like that.
I'd have loved to see that. So white and soft he were.
Dr. Attrell, your friend Shevik has been here almost 9 months. We've seen nothing from him.
He's about to make a breakthrough.
Let us hope so, Dr. Attrell. Eurus needs his unified theory of sequency and simultaneity.
That is why we brought him from Anaris.
No, not at all. He came here as an honored guest to receive the Sue Wynn Prize for scientific achievement.
Shevik is the greatest scientist of our time.
Dr. Attrell, the outer planets have declared their independence. Martial law has been declared. We are at war. If we had Shevik's theory, we could send up a fleet of spaceships from Eurus, and less than a minute later, they would pour through a hole in the sky and descend on the outer planets. We could crush their stupid little rebellion.
What do you want me to do?
Just pay Shevik another little visit. Find out how far along he is. And we will give you all the support you need.
Mr. Shevik?
Hmm?
Mr. Shevik, I brought you a bit of lunch, sir.
I'm not hungry.
It's 3 o'clock, sir.
You've been sitting here all day.
Yes, yes, thank you, Ephor. Just put the plate down on the desk.
Seven, sequence, simultaneity matrix, time equals speed of light to the fourth power.
Ah, yes. Now apply that to the sequencing matrix. It's all so simple, Ephor, when you finally see it.
Sir?
An expanding universe spiraling outward from the Big Bang. Time and light both expanding, both relative to each other. They coexist. When we can calculate their relative speeds, we can cross the barriers of light and time.
Yes, sir.
Ephor, all this began to fall into place for me after Sile's party. I woke up with a terrible headache.
You had a hangover, sir.
But I could see everything clearly. It was the first time I've ever used alcohol. We don't have it, Avanaris. Does alcohol do that? Make people see things clearly?
Sometimes, sir. Would you like a glass of wine with your lunch?
No. But some fruit juice would be nice.
Right away, sir. Now, you start on your sausages before they get cold.
These are good. I don't think I could ever be a vegetarian again. So many different kinds of food on this planet. I wonder what they'd do in a drought like the one we had on Mars.
How can you do sit-ups in this heat? It's the driest summer in the history of Anaris.
Keeps the weight down.
Well, try eating less. It's easier.
Try it yourself. You're developing a bit of a paunch too, Tacker.
But I have an honest reason. I'm pregnant.
What? Are you sure?
Yes. I went to the clinic today.
Oh, Tacker, at last.
A true example of Odonian anarchism at work.
We're just having a baby, Dad. It comes from copulating, not philosophizing.
Must go now. They have special snacks for pregnant women.
Oh, we're having a hatch of Kurakil shrimp.
Oh, we can lay eggs without you. But you can't have a healthy baby if you don't eat properly. Oh, go, Takva. Everybody is on short rations. If you don't claim your snack, someone else will gobble it up.
Shevek, are you home?
Yes.
Let's go to Commons and get some supper. I've had a beast of a day. Chef, are you all right?
Sabul called me in today. My principles of simultaneity. He won't recommend it, not for publication here, and not for export to Eurus.
But he can't do that. You spent 3 years on that book.
Sabul is the oldest member of the Abney Institute of Physics. The publication syndicate acts on his advice.
Did he give any reason?
His note is on the table.
Divergation from the mutually agreed upon theories of sequencing physics can only lead to repetition of superstitious religious speculations of the hired scientists of Eurus. Oh, the profiteer, the filthy little egoizer.
Yes, I know all that.
Sabul could get this printed. What if you put his name on it? Let him share the credit.
I'd rather share you with Sabul.
Shevik, we've waited a long time for this baby. But what if, for some reason, it would die if we kept it? What if it could only live in a nursery and we could never see it? Would we have the right to say the baby should never be born?
How could I make that choice?
Shevik, brother, it doesn't matter what name is on the book. People will know the work is yours.
I am that book.
Let it go, Shevik. It's the only way. Now, come to supper. I must eat.
Hang on!
Oh, Shevik, it's coming! Hold out your arms, let me grip!
Right!
That's it! Stay calm, Shevik!
Yes, yes, I am calm! Help, help, please!
Sorry, I'm late. You're not the only ones having a baby here tonight. You're doing fine. Squat more. You keep your arms steady.
I'm trying to.
Give her something to grip.
Jackman!
Yes, bee. Beautiful little thing it is, too.
I want to see the baby.
Let me get it wrapped up. You, get her cleaned off and into bed.
Yes, yes, of course.
Shiv?
What is it?
Girl.
Here she is. Put her at the breast.
Well, Shevek, makes a nice looking little book, I think. The Principles of Simultaneity by Sabol and Shevek.
Another successful collaboration. How did you manage to get it printed?
The famine, my boy. I pointed out to the publication syndicate that people on Eurus are gloating over us. They're claiming that the drought proves that anarchism can never work. So I said to the publication syndicate, do this book and send it to Eurus. Show these profiteers that even in hard times, we can produce a theory that leaves their puny mathematics light years behind.
Are you sending a copy to Atro, their big man in temporal physics?
Especially to Atro, that rotten old egoizer.
I want to include this envelope.
What's in it?
My original manuscript. Before you did any editing.
That tripe. He'll laugh at you.
I'll take that risk.
Let me think about it. I don't want you ruining my reputation, too.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dap!
Look what I brought.
A whole bottle of plum juice.
Saved up my rations for 3 decades.
Oh.
Wanted to have a proper send-off for Chev.
I'm just going to South Rising, Dap. A little work on the irrigation channels. I'll be back before anyone even notices I'm gone.
This is delicious, Dap. Do you remember that party the night Shevik left North Setting for Abney?
Mm-hmm.
Whole platters of fried fish and sweet cakes. Oh, I can hardly believe we used to have so much food on this planet.
What I remember is Shevik making a speech about pain while everybody else was going off to copulate.
Was I really such a prig?
Well, let's just say you were very idealistic. But some people, like me,
and were... me, even though you didn't pay any attention to me.
Yes, well, we were very interested in your theories. I remember you saying that it wasn't love that binds people together. It was suffering.
That's right.
I think you actually urged people to go out and feel pain together so they could experience true brotherhood.
Well, these days they don't have to look far for pain. The trick now is to be resigned to constant hunger.
Chev's on a resignation binge, Dap. Don't pay any attention to him. Must be terrible to turn 30.
I'm going to make a speech.
Oh?
Here, here!
Shh, the baby.
Oh, that baby could sleep through an earthquake.
What I want to say is, I'm glad the daughter, Sadek, was born now in a hard time when we need our brotherhood more than we ever have before. I'm glad she's one of us, an Adonian anarchist. I'm glad she's sister to Vedat and sister to Sabu.
What?
Yes, yes, even Sabu. And I drink to this hope that as long as she lives, Sadik will love her brothers and her sisters as joyfully as I do tonight.
Yes.
South Rising yet?
No. Red Springs. They make cement here.
Well, we're not stuck here. Haven't eaten all day.
There is a delay up the line. Sorry, brothers and sisters. These are difficult times.
Somebody should go into town.
Yeah, get us some food.
Yeah, I'll go. Oh, thanks, brother. Hey, you with the lute. Hey, play us a tune.
Yeah, keep our minds off our stomachs.
Yeah.
Only a lad from the fields of South Rising. And the scrub Harlem, dust clouds and ruin. But I know a beauty whene'er I behold her. So let's copulate by the light of the she said, oh, brother, my friends have all told me, don't copulate with a South Rising man. Before you can say, oh, brother, I love you, he's off in the night to his damned...
Hey, there's the messenger.
What have you got for us?
Nothing.
Impossible.
There are 200 people in the village and 350 of us on this train. They say if they feed us, they'll have nothing left.
Well, leave us to starve out here?
We could take the food from them.
Yeah. There's more of us than there are of them. Yeah.
Let's put it to a vote. Who wants to use violence to take food away from those people?
Listen, by God, I tell you, I'm hungry. I'm hungry.
Thank you, brothers.
Put your backs into it, brothers.
Surely, Shevik, you see the logic. Those who are doing the heavy work must have full rations.
You are asking me to decide who will live and who will die.
We are asking you only to divide our stores scientifically. Full rations for working men, nursing and pregnant women, half rations for children and old folks.
Full rations are barely enough to live on. You know damn well what's going to happen to those who only get half rations.
Do you have a better way to divide the food? If we don't keep the people in the fields going, then we're all doomed. And if we don't have somebody with your mathematical background dividing the food precisely and fairly, we'll have riots in the town.
I'm sorry. I cannot do this. I'm going back to Abney.
Savour, where's my name? The classroom assignments. My name isn't on the list.
Well, that's because you don't work at the Physics Institute anymore.
What?
I'm sorry, Shevek. It's the drought. We had to let 5 people go. You work temporal physics. It's just not functional.
I see.
Don't glare at me like that, Shevek. It wasn't my decision. There was a vote of the assignments committee.
Shevek, you're here?
Yes.
Oh, you should put some lights on. Here, I've brought up this letter for you.
Thank you. Dearest brother, by the time you get back here, I will probably be settled down in Romney. I could not in good conscience refuse this posting. It's in the edible algae experimental labs, and they are trying to use the same algae ciliate cocoon shrimp cycle that I've been working on.
It seems I now know more about it than anyone else. If we can get the cycle going here, it would help feed many people. Before I left, I went to the Division of Labor and asked for you to be posted to Romney too. But they cannot act on this until you formally request it. Sadiq is well and can say muck for truck. All for life. your sister, Tacker. Oh, Shevik, come if you can.
Oh, yes. Yes, Tacker. I'm coming.
Rawney. Rawney. The seafood labs. But you're not a marine biologist.
I'm a mathematician. I've been studying physics for the last 10 years.
Well, they don't need anyone like that at Rawney.
What about laborers? Sweeping the floors? Anything? The partner's been sent there with the baby.
We'll see. It says here they've got more laborers now than they can feed.
Damn.
Well, you could just go there, you know, try and live on the partner's rations, find any work you can.
No. Whatever she's got, she'll need it for the baby. Give me a posting.
Well, they do need people down in the southern desert.
Why not? The partner's gone, the baby's gone, the work I've spent my life on. Why not the desert?
Can you drive a truck?
Let us through, please.
They're starving in Southend.
Oh, a human chain! Don't let them get through!
Shevik, quick, get it moving. They're backing away. Go, Shevik.
Oh,
Tim! Oh, she didn't get out of the way in time. Shevik, don't quicken me. If we don't get through to Southend, they'll starve too.
Excuse me. Could you direct me to domicile 8?
Down that street, corner building.
Thank you.
You look like you've been traveling, brother.
I have, sister. For 4 years.
Come in.
Oh, Shevik.
Are you the father?
Yes, he is.
You're crying.
I know. The last time I saw you, I could hold you in the palm of my hand.
Don't you have a handkerchief?
I seem to have lost it somewhere.
I have a clean one. I could give it to you.
It's in the drawer, Sadiki.
She's beautiful. We've gone through so much. All of us here. I think maybe a new beginning for Anaris.
I hope so. Dear brother, I hope so.
Mr. Shevik?
Yes?
Mr. Shevik, Dr. Atro's come to see you.
Shevik, how are you? The wine didn't do you in?
I'm fine, Brother Atro. Everything is going well.
You've made a breakthrough. I knew it. You were drunk last night, my friend. I mean, woolly-eyed right out of your mind.
Yes.
But I bet you're thinking more clearly than you ever did before.
You're right, Atro. It was the first time I ever tasted alcohol, and I don't think I will ever try it again. I woke up this morning feeling as though there were 1,000 people stamping around in my head. But you know, problems that had bothered me for years, suddenly I could see solutions for.
We're all waiting for your unified theory.
I'm almost there.
Perhaps I could be of help.
Give me a couple of days, Atro. Then I'll come right to you, I promise.
Well, then, I'd better not disturb you.
No, not at all. I should take a little break.
I'm afraid you can't leave this building.
Why not?
The outer planets are in rebellion, Shevik.
The government has declared a planetary emergency. Nobody is allowed to leave the campus.
Does that mean I am a prisoner here?
Don't be ridiculous. You are the honored guest of the World University. We're only trying to protect you.
Part 4 of The Dispossessed by Ursula K. Le Guin. Dramatized by David Lewis Stein. Starring Gary Reineke as Shevik.
And I drink to this hope that as long as she lives, Sadiq will love her brothers and her sisters as joyfully as I do today.
Barbara Gordon as Thackford.
Shevik, we've waited a long time for this baby. But what if, for some reason, it would die if we kept it?
Geza Kovacs as Andras.
Just pay Shevik another little visit. Find out how far along he is. We will give you all the support you need.
John Swindells as Atro.
I am a doctor of mathematics at the World University. Do they really think I might be a spy?
Gilly Fennec as Ifor.
Now, you start on your sausages before they get cold.
Greg Elwand as Badap.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dap!
Look what I brought.
A whole bottle of plum juice.
Saved up my rations for 3 decades. Oh. Wanted to have a proper send-off for Chev.
And Grant Alyanak as Sabul.
I'm sorry, Shevik. It's the drought. We had to let 5 people go. You work temporal physics. It's just not functional.
With Terry Waterhouse.
You, over there. Stand in that corner and keep your nose to the wall.
Yes. Francine Volker.
Sorry, I'm late. You're not the only ones having a baby tonight.
Mary Durkin.
You look like you've been traveling, brother.
And Marcia Moreau.
Don't you have a handkerchief?
I seem to have lost it somewhere.
I have a clean one. I could give it to you.
Original music for The Dispossessed was composed by Marcia Coffey. Series script editor was Sandra Rabinovich. Casting consultant was Beth Russell. Recording engineer was John McCarthy. Sound effects by Bill Robinson. Production assistant, Heather Brown. The Dispossessed was produced and directed in Toronto at Studio G by William Lane. Next week, part 5 of The Dispossessed. Until then, I'm Chris Henry. Good night.